This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Buckets. Oh yeah, mid-September, and we're all thinking about hoops. Who better to chat with than the only person I only talk about basketball with, Billy Scafuri.
You're getting bucket buckets.
We're back. It's been 17 months, but we did it. We hit record on our devices.
I don't know if you saw this, but I tweeted the other day that the Anthony Davis buzzer beater against Denver, which feels like 2.5 years ago, was in fact less than a year ago.
And yet 2 seasons ago, correct?
Yeah, that's why it feels like it happened last May, but it was actually like late September somehow.
Which somehow like piles onto my guilt that I'm already like, where's the NBA? Let's get some games going. It's like these real human beings need some time off.
I know, but as a Laker fan, I'm like, no. Let these old men rest. Like, mm-hmm. LeBron, I see you practicing. Put down the basketball. Go to Mexico until January. We need you fresh, baby.
I texted you this, and I don't mean to go too deep basketball 2 minutes into this podcast, but are the Lakers better off with LeBron coming off the bench? The sixth man.
Wow, I thought you meant Westbrook coming off the bench.
No, LeBron James. If you can cap his minutes at like 25 minutes off the bench, 2 12-minute spurts, I think that's a great way to use him this regular season.
I think that's a great idea for Russ. I want like Westbrook to be the greatest, like, I don't know, who's like us, like Jordan Clarkson or like just an instant offense. Like, okay, you guys bring in your B team and we're bringing in Russell Westbrook.
Right. Just most teams, feast. A team. Right.
Lower him onto the court like a fucking rabid dog and let him just eat up against Ish Smith. And
look, your idea obviously, quote unquote, makes more sense. No one is arguing that. I just think that it's purely minutes. Let Russ play 38 minutes with the A team. He has Anthony Davis next to him, Carmelo Anthony next to him. He'll be fine. And then let LeBron come in and let him do his thing against all those scrubs you just mentioned.
Also good. Neither of which will happen, but
correct.
I'm all down for staggering minutes as much as possible. Let's have two of those three guys on the court at all times.
Correct, Mundo. Yeah, you have too many all-stars, it seems. We will see.
But enough about the Lakers. Well, for now. I thought, who better at prognosticating?
I think it's a nost.
Prognosticating the future than Vegas. If you're ever in doubt, just look at the Vegas line. Don't read the polls. The polls don't know anything.
Mm-hmm. And if you're still in line, stay in line. Your vote matters.
But look at the betting. Vegas knows all. They have the most financial incentive to nail these lines, to nail the odds and predictions. So they know best. So I looked on one of our favorite betting websites, and I found some bets that we could currently make, and I figured, why don't we let them guide the discourse for today?
And I love that. So we're going to use betting lines about this upcoming season to see what we think about those lines. But before we get to those lines, Amir, if we could.
I like that.
I think that there's times on this podcast where I feel like I really do actually know a lot about the NBA. And then there are other times on the podcast, call it September 15th or whenever this podcast is coming out, where I'm like, I'm a little soft around the edges about what's actually happening in the NBA and who plays for who. So I wanted to present a game to you just at the gate, just to kind of like grease the wheels before we actually pretend like we know what's happening in the NBA.
I love it.
I want to play a game with you called Who Do They Play For?
I love it. I absolutely love it. This could be the whole episode, but I'm glad you're surprising me with it now.
Yeah. So this is just to kind of see if we actually know who some of these men in the NBA play for.
Great. And this is a good refresher, and we need a refresher because we haven't thought about, I don't know, the Spurs since April 12th, which is 5 months ago.
And no spoilers, they may be on one of these lists.
Yeah. Okay. And I think I'll do well on this, but then you'll throw me one name, and I will instantly not remember who we signed with. So let's hear it.
So let's make a prediction before I say the first name. I believe I have 9 names in front of me. How many do you think you will get right?
I want 7. I want
holy
seven.
Shit, dude. I was going to set the over under at 3.5.
Okay, so I mean, it depends on how obscure you're going.
Like, no, it also depends on how intelligent you are, and as we all know, you know everything about the NBA. So here we go.
I don't know everything, but I know more about the NBA than I do about literally anything else. So if I can't do well here, that's it for me, fam.
Bad optics.
Yeah.
Bad optics.
I got nothing else.
Okay. You're dead in a day. You're dead in a day if you don't get 7 correct here.
Can I Google? Can I sort of cheat and see what team this person ended up on? Or do you want me to go off the top of my head and see if I actually remember this information?
You know that I obviously don't want you to Google, but you also know that I can't control whether you Google or not. So now
I'll
it comes down to
up.
Integrity.
No, I'll keep my hands up.
Okay. Hands the first up. Player for who do they play for?
This is a lot of pressure because if I don't get the first one, what am I mean, 7 of 8?
We'll find out. First player, who do they play for? Trey Lyles.
Okay, so 7 is too much.
Oh no.
Yeah, Trey Lyles. I mean, holy shit. I don't even remember who he was with last year.
Talk it out.
I remember Trey Lyles went to Kentucky. I remember he was traded on draft day for, I think, Donovan Mitchell. So he went to Denver. He was on the Spurs at one point. Who knows who the hell like picked him up and like once all of free agency was over and they're like, I get a random Woj bomb of like the Clippers signed Trey Lyles today too. It's like, oh, all right. I will guess that he's still on the Spurs.
And you would be incorrect. You need to go 8 of 9.
Oh,
Trey
God.
Lyles. Who does he play for? The Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, definitely. Never. They would be my last guess.
Yeah. It's almost like if all else fails, just
Detroit.
Guess the Pistons.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, Trey Lyles on the Pistons. Holy shit. All right. Here we go. 7 of 8. Coming
okay,
up.
Here we go. Second player, who do they play for?
Yeah.
Mason Plumlee.
Oh, come on, man. These are not easy. Okay, Mason Plumlee.
He is a starting NBA center.
Yes.
So we host a basketball podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, did he join his brother? No. Yes, there was something like the Plumlees are now together in... He was on Denver, then he went to Detroit, and then they let him go... A Plumlee. I want to say, and I don't know why, I want to say Charlotte.
And you would be correct.
Yes! Yes, needed it.
That was a really good Marv Albert, whether you meant to do it or not. Yes! Yes! Starks for 3! Yes!
Did he join his brother? Like, what's going on in Charlotte? Why did I know that?
Homie, if you don't know the answer to that, I don't know the answer to that. I was on a walk and I said, I'm going to pick some players who I don't know who they play for and see
Got
if
it.
AB does.
Okay.
Number 3,
so
this one
two.
I knew. This one I didn't even Google, so I hope I'm right. I hope I'm right. One of my personal favorites, a Canadian-born basketball player. Who do they play for? Kelly Olynyk.
Damn. He went to Houston at the end of last year as part of that whole crazy... Victor Oladipo to Miami, and now he's on. Is he still on Houston? Is it possible that he's, or did he sign somewhere else? If he's still,
folks, for those who can't see us, and that's all of you, I'm giving my best poker face right now. I might as well be wearing shades and staring down.
He was doing great on Houston, but I think he signed somewhere. I think he's like, I did really well on Houston, and now some other team has given me. At least tell me that much. Is he still on Houston? Yes or no?
I am hosting this game show. I'm sorry, that's not how it works. But let's just give him a bone.
Okay.
Oh, you said Houston. I gotta guess Houston, and then you said okay.
If it's not the Rockets, then I really don't have any idea. So I have to say he's still on the Rockets for some reason.
Kelly Olynyk is not on the Houston Rockets. You are 1 for 3 in the game. When all else fails, guess
the
Detroit Pistons.
He's on the Pistons as well.
When all else fails, guess the Detroit Pistons.
I'm going to get you a Kelly Olynyk Detroit Pistons shirtsy. Why is Jeremy Grant still on that team? Okay, anyway.
We got to keep it moving. We can get really sidetracked. Jeremy Grant is a very good basketball player, though. Okay.
Yeah.
Number 4, you're 1 for 3. You guessed you'd be 7 of 9.
Okay, so I need to go 6 of 6 here.
Correct. Easy. Ready.
Jamal
who do
Murray,
they...
give me something. Jokic or something?
Who do they play for?
Shaquille
Doug
O'Neal.
McDermott.
Dougie McBuckets. Wow.
You should know this. FanDuel All-Star.
I mean, I know he was on the Pacers last year. Like a great power forward that you can randomly start. Where did he end up? Are all these free agents that left their team, or is it possible that he's still on the fucking Pacers and I just have no idea?
There's a legitimate chance that some of these guys were on their teams last year. They were all so ambiguous enough to me that I had to look it up. Let's put it that way.
That one is hard. Doug McDermott, I don't think he's on the Pacers. Did he go to the Spurs?
Final answer?
Final answer, San Antonio Spurs. For some reason, I've
you
no
are
idea
two
why.
Of four. Correctamundo.
Wow. I don't even know how I know that. Like, it's weird that somewhere in the fucking attic of my head, Doug McDermott on the Spurs from a tweet that I glanced at 4.5 weeks ago stuck around long enough. Cool.
Isn't that the best? I would say that the Spurs are Pacers West.
Yeah. They're just like a poo-poo platter of players that you forget where they are.
The five seed. Just the five seeds. Okay.
Oh, they wish they were the five seeds.
2 of 4, Amir. I think you might be able to go on a hot streak here. Focus.
I like it. Okay.
Who do they play for? Hassan Whiteside.
I know this one.
Talk it out.
I just heard Zach Lowe mention this on a podcast. He's on the Utah Jazz, and I didn't know it up until yesterday, so I'm glad I did the research and found out. Hassan Whiteside, Utah Jazz. Final answer.
And you'd be correct. 3 of 5.
That's a weird fit. That's a weird fit.
Yeah, everything about that is wrong. From the state to the player. Like, zoom out. He does not belong in Utah.
I guess if Rudy Gobert is sitting, you need a slightly stiffer, worse Rudy Gobert out there.
Who's nothing if not team chemistry.
Yes.
It seems like everywhere he goes, he is just beloved from the jump. Okay, so I'm a little bummed to report that just earlier today, I also listened to the Zach Lowe podcast. So I think you're going to get another person from that podcast.
Okay.
But that's just the you did the research.
That's right.
Who do they play for? You are 3 of 5, batting 600. Who do they play for? George Hill.
Nope, don't remember this one. Did he go back to the Bucks? Is that possible? Is he on the Sixers? Is that possible? I must have not finished the episode. Did he leave both of those teams? And now
I will tell you, just to interrupt, this was not mentioned on Zach Lowe's podcast.
Oh, okay.
A player coming up will.
Got it. Maybe he's on Miami. He's on like an Eastern contender.
This is George Hill.
Yeah, he gets passed around as like a great backup point guard. Honestly, I can see him in either of those, Milwaukee or Philly, maybe because he was on both of those teams.
Maybe.
I would love to narrow down to those two, but I know this isn't Whose Line Is It or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
It is not, unfortunately. If you want to phone a friend, you can.
Just because I've gotten lucky on Charlotte and San Antonio, I think for whatever reason, there's a world where George Hill signed with the Miami Heat this offseason. So give me... No, it wasn't. It's not the Miami Heat. I'll say he's still on the Sixers. I really don't know, though.
Final answer?
Final answer, Philadelphia 76ers.
Who do they play for? George Hill plays for
the
Milwaukee
opposite.
Bucks.
Oh, no. I was there and I
you
left
were there.
And he came back. He's all over the fucking between Philly and Milwaukee. He keeps bouncing between those two teams.
Friend, you are 3 of 6. You're batting 500. Batting 500, 7 is now out the window. The best you can hope for is 6 of 9, which would still be great.
Yeah, still be great. I'll take that. Knowing who these players were. Okay.
So I'm going to get ahead of it now. This player was mentioned on the most recent Zach Lowe podcast with Chris Herring.
Yep.
Who do they play for? Al Horford.
I don't remember from the pod. He was traded to the Thunder, and then they sort of shelved him. Is he still on the Thunder? I don't remember Al Horford leaving. Or did he get traded back to the Celtics? Thunder or Celtics is who I've narrowed it down to.
This is Al Horford.
Yes,
folks.
He was basically part of the Danny Green deal that brought Schroeder from OKC to the Lakers. Danny Green went to the Sixers, and then Horford went to OKC, and OKC is like, we're not even going to play you. Just chill out here. We'll give you the $28 million. And I don't know if his contract ran out, and then he went back to the Celtics because they loved him there, or if just the Celtics decided that they should have him back, but he's not, or if he's still on the Thunder.
This is Al Horford,
again,
folks.
I would love to narrow it down to either OKC or Boston. But I know, will you give me that? Will you let me know if it's one of those two teams? Because I can flip a coin in my head if it's even worth it, unless he's like on Miami and I just have no idea.
You want to know if I will give you the final two teams?
Yeah, OKC or Boston.
I will not.
Okay, that's fair.
You asked the question.
Did he go to Boston or did I just make that up? I will say he is still on Oklahoma City.
Final answer. Who do they play for? Al Horford plays for the Boston Celtics.
No! I knew I should have trusted my instinct.
This is George Hill 2.0.
Did he just sign
Philly.
There? Did they trade for him? How did he end up back on Boston? I knew that.
Your first 99% of retelling the history of Al Horford was correct. He did get shelved. They did say kind of be a player coach, take all this money, and we're going to find a place where you want to play, I believe is how that played out. And he had a good run there, and I think they're running it back. But my cursory Google search says, who do they play for? The Boston Celtics.
All right, that's good. I'm happy for Al.
3 for 7.
Sad for me.
3 for 7.
I got to go above 500. This is ridiculous. I can't go 4 of 9.
Wishing you luck. You have two more to go. Who do they play for, Amir? Torrey Craig.
I have only known one of these, which was Hassan Whiteside. Everything else I have not known.
You and Torrey I host a basketball Craig. Podcast. There's lots of listeners saying, Torrey Craig plays for X. Everyone knows that Torrey Craig plays for X.
So far, none of these players were on this team last year. So I know for a fact Torrey Craig started on the Nuggets and then went to Milwaukee and then ended up on Phoenix or Phoenix then Milwaukee, because he's like, either way he's going to get a ring because he was part of Phoenix and he was part of Milwaukee.
Interesting.
I think he was by the end of it a Sun, so he got like a Milwaukee Bucks ring somehow, and then before that he was on Denver. What team is he on now? What team fucking took Torrey Craig off their hands? Or is he still? Maybe this could be the first one that he is still on the Suns. The Suns like running it back. They prefer continuity. And again, I have no idea. If it's not, the thing is, I know it's not the Suns probably, but I don't know where it could be. Like, I can sort of see the Clippers potentially, something like that. Veteran minimum, just given a flyer to a guy that's proven himself in the playoffs.
I'm going to be a friend and say, if you narrow it down to two teams, I will tell you if it's one of those two teams.
Wow. Okay. So let's narrow it down to Phoenix or Detroit again, just because every team is on Detroit or the Spurs.
He's trying to decode it and not figure out who Torrey Craig plays for. He's trying to decode the patterns that I've created.
Yes, exactly.
He's in a bad space, folks.
The other one will be a complete guess. So I'll say Phoenix or Milwaukee.
Torrey Craig does not play for either of those organizations.
All right, I'm going to take a random guess and go the Clippers. The Clippers signed Torrey Craig, and I completely missed it.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Who do they play for? Torrey Craig plays for the Indiana Pacers.
Wow. Never even considered it. That was, I honestly forgot the Pacers existed.
The only reason I gave you the, I will give you the two team option is because you were so far away from the goal that I knew that it didn't matter one way
the
or the
Pacers.
Other.
Wow.
Indy.
That makes me think, is who's that guy that like kept scoring 50 in the bubble for the Pacers?
And
like,
TJ Warren.
Yeah.
Is he the TJ Warren All-Stars.
Is TJ Warren still in Indy?
I think he is. I think he's just been banged up.
That'd be a good one. Okay. All right. Last one. I mean, this is just to go 4 of 9?
Under 500. We're hoping for under 500. Just a little.
And on a high note. Yeah.
And on a high note, I think you got this one. Amir, who do they play for? Etuan Moore.
James. Etuan Moore. Wow.
Mm-hmm. We all know the answer. Does Amir?
He was on the Pelicans last year. Etuan Moore.
We cannot go 3 for 9. The line that I was going to set was 3.5. Amir said 7. He's fighting for 4. It all hangs on the back of Etuan Moore.
A real pop quiz. Is it the Bulls?
Final answer?
Again, I don't know why I know it, but I think in some random part of my brain, I see Etuan Moore, Chicago, unless he's still on the fucking Pelicans. But you would have told me that. Every player has been signed recently. Etuan Moore must have left. I don't know if it's the Bulls or the Kings or a team that I haven't even mentioned yet. You're going to say, like, actually, he's on the Grizzlies. And be like, I did not know that. I'm sorry. I apologize. So let's go.
This is great content.
I know who the Bulls got. I know. It was like Caruso and Lonzo and DeRozan. Right. It's like, right. Why? Etuan Moore is on the Bulls too? No.
They need Etuan less.
Exactly. Less is more. Let's go. Curveball at the end. He's still on the New Orleans Pelicans. Final answer.
Who do they play for? Etuan Moore plays for the Orlando Magic, folks.
Wow, again, the last team. I haven't even mentioned them at all once. Nope, did not know that. Did not know that at all.
Three of nine.
Two of those were guesses. Charlotte Plumlee, I did not have no idea. McBuckets on San Antonio. Okay.
Two of them, you were one team away. Two of them, you had it narrowed down to the final two teams, and you guessed incorrectly. But that's why we call it, who do they play for?
That'll haunt me. Yeah, yep. I deserved four. Five would have been great, and I got three.
Yeah, deserve is a loaded term, but sure.
You got three. That was a solid game, and it lasted half the episode.
So apologies to Bovada, our sponsor of today's episode.
Actually, let's take a break. Thank our sponsor, and we'll be right back with some real guessing the lines right after this.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back. The most exciting prop bet that I found in Las Vegas is a good topic of conversation for us, which is, will Ben Simmons attend training camp with the 76ers?
Mm.
Yes is 3-1, and a no bet will only get you -500. A $100 bet on Ben Simmons not attending training camp will only yield a $20 reward. Which way are you betting there?
I don't think he can show up to training camp.
Yeah. He can't just be like, whoa, that was a random summer. Anyway, what plays are we running, Doc? And everyone's like, no, man, you quit on everything.
So a short story, but I promise it relates to what we're talking about. I was a bartender in New York City, but like sometimes it was daytime parties, like the lights were on, like the windows were open. And one of the bartenders next to me got drunk and decided to quit publicly in the middle of the party, take off his jacket, throw it on the ground, and march out. And the whole party stopped. For like 2 minutes, people were like, is he violent? 2 minutes later, he walks back into the party, pretending he didn't do it, George Costanza style, picks up his jacket, puts it on, and stands next to me. That's what Ben Simmons would be doing to the Philadelphia 76ers.
Take a huge dump, don't respond to anybody's phone calls for 4 months, and then just show up on media day.
That is some Jimmy Butler level of like psycho.
That would be great. That would be an amazing move. But yeah, he's probably not going to the Sixers. But then again, they might not trade him yet. They might still trade him during the season, but they might still keep him for a little bit. So there is a world where he does show up.
Well, that's the question. Would the Sixers keep him and say, don't report to training camp?
They could do that, like, because they can learn from Houston. So instead of James Harden just being there and being this weird black cloud on the season that throws lazy passes on the court.
Right.
They could just be like, just Al Horford style, put you on the shelf, and then we'll find a place for you. Maybe it's Boston. Maybe he stays in Oklahoma City.
Who are you more sympathetic to in that relationship at this point? Ben Simmons or the Philadelphia 76ers?
Oh, great question. I don't really care about either, to be quite honest. I mean, Facts. Ben Simmons is a 23-year-old athlete who's dating a famous model and made $180 million and doesn't like shooting the basketball, so Philadelphia fans don't like him. Obviously, I have no allegiance or loyalty to the Philadelphia 76ers or their fans. Yes. Don't give a shit about that team. So I guess I feel worse for Ben Simmons.
Yeah. In the long run, just like, do you think that Philly broke him, or do you think that he had never really proven that he could score 30 a game?
Well, this has already happened recently, and it was with the Sixers. Markel Fultz. Yes. Forgot how to shoot a basketball. The fans had no patience for that, so they shipped him to Orlando, and now he's playing great.
Right. I feel like that city and their fan base can break a person. A fragile person can be broken by that city. Embiid, he will throw haymakers at that city and both will learn to love each other. But dudes like Markel Fultz and Ben Simmons, it's like, get them to Orlando, get them to Memphis, get them to Toronto.
Well, the next bet I found is, where will Ben Simmons play his first game of the 2021-2022 regular season?
Okay. Who's the favorite there?
The Philadelphia 76ers are the favorite.
Well, of course. I guess that makes sense.
Plus 175. The next few teams are the Timberwolves at plus 300, which means 3-1 odds.
Mm-hmm.
The Blazers at plus 500, 5-1 odds.
Mm-hmm.
And similarly, the Sacramento Kings plus 500, 5-1 odds.
It's tricky. He's a max player for four more years. So yeah, you're not just taking
$35 million until 2026.
Yeah. And you're taking him on thinking like, I hope he figures it out. You know, it's not like he has 1 year and he's just this insane talent, so you just take him, of course. It's like, you're committing to him long-term. None of those teams, I don't know. It's just, this is the question that every basketball podcast asks. It's like, well, what is he worth and what is the trade? And
which is why he might still just stick around, because Daryl Morey, it's like a fantasy team where it's like, you got that one owner. It's like, this guy's amazing and nobody else thinks so. Mm-hmm. So he's waiting for the offers to be five fucking first rounders plus an all-star and two role players. And everyone's like, the Kings are like, I'll give you, I don't know, Tyrese Halliburton.
But maybe. Not him. Maybe Buddy Hield. So you just laid the blueprint, though, which might actually make sense for all parties, which is if the 76ers could get, call it three first-round draft picks and a second, and the Oklahoma City Thunder get Ben Simmons. He goes to a small market that won't break his back. They'll be fully supportive. He could have his own team. They could build around him, and the Sixers get some future assets. To me, Something like that makes more sense than, you know, all-stars from the Warriors or the Blazers or any of those teams. I don't think the Timberwolves have the talent, so that makes sense to me.
Yeah, the Timberwolves are the worst team on this list, and they would, I guess, do like a D'Angelo Russell, but like, didn't catch us like actively campaign for his best friend D'Angelo Russell to arrive. Will they really just trade him for Ben Simmons?
No, they would not. I think that Rich Paul actually plays an interesting part in this too, because he wants his players in big markets. And if I'm not wrong, Ben Simmons is clutch, correct?
Yes, he is.
So like that Oklahoma City thing just doesn't feel like that would get past their desk. I don't know if he has some sort of restrictions where he can choose where he goes, but like
I don't think he does.
Yeah, it just gets harder and harder.
Right. Could a great team absorb him and succeed? Like, are the Blazers a better team if they swap McCollum for Simmons? That seems to be like the best logical, simplest explanation. The Sixers get another shooter.
I feel like the Blazers Warriors could do something too. Like the Warriors, if they gave like a Wiggins plus or like a Wiggins Wiseman plus or something like that. But I mean, we're talking about trading for a guy who averaged like 4, 5, and 4 in the playoffs. Like, it makes you scratch your head because you're just like, well, who are we talking about? This isn't a 28-8 guy every night. It's Ben Simmons.
Sometimes he just won't shoot the basketball. And will he start shooting the basketball now that he's away from Philadelphia?
I mean, no, obviously not. Like,
in a gym in New York City practicing with Rondo.
They all do. It's three clips. It's three clips from the whole day. But if someone was to say, hey, I haven't listened to Buckets in 20 episodes, 25 episodes, I'm going to check in with this one, today's episode. They would say they were talking about the same thing 25 episodes. Billy saying, why doesn't Ben Simmons shoot? Like, at some point, shame on me. Yeah. Like, it's been like shame on him for so long. Like, shame on me for why am I even talking about this anymore?
Yeah, we get it. He refuses to shoot and a team might want to turn him into a Draymond Green of sorts. Like, Draymond Green also doesn't shoot very much.
Right.
But he's a fucking defensive savant and an amazing passer, and maybe Ben Simmons can be that.
That's a slick trade if you're the Warriors.
Oh, to turn Draymond into Simmons.
Yes. Yes.
So it's like trading for a time machine. So it's like, all right, now we have Draymond, but he's 23 again.
Yes, and the Sixers get a proven champion who could finally take them over the top. Give them some accountability.
Fun. I like that.
Okay.
I mean, Warriors fans probably hate us for suggesting it, but I like that in general.
I mean, you're trading a 4-point a game player for a 4.5 point a game player. So it's pretty lateral.
Yeah, but it's fun for both sides. I'll allow it.
Okay.
Here's the next bet. Who will lead the NBA in points per game? Who do you think is the odds-on favorite to lead the NBA in points per game?
Dang. I mean, you want to think it's the obvious two are in Brooklyn, but everyone shares the ball there. You'd think that Durant just gets his 31, but...
Yeah, I think Steph led it last year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was like Steph and Beal down to like the last three games of the season.
Yeah, yeah.
Could it be Beal? Could it be Brad Beal? Less Russ now.
That is correct. Brad Beal, plus 250 to lead the NBA in points per game. They figure they're... Brad Beal without Russell Westbrook is 35 to 40 points a game.
Yeah, he's one of the more fun FanDuel players to put on your team, because when you just watch his points go up, it's like the second quarter and he has 24 and you're like, yeah, this can't, is there a glitch? I'm waiting for that to like go down to six, but no, yeah, he scores like crazy. And who else is on the Wizards? Like, what other like big scoring option is on the Wizards?
Half the Lakers are now. Kuz is there now. Trez is there now. KCP is there now. Thomas Bryant is there now.
They sound like the Wizards again.
Rui, yeah.
They sound like the Wizards again.
Yeah. Bradley Beal is going to be the James Harden of next year, it seems.
Okay. So it's Bertans' breakout season.
Yes. Or Bradley Beal leads the NBA in scoring. Number two is Luka, which is kind of crazy to me. He doesn't strike me as a guy that would lead the league in scoring.
Yeah. He was the odds-on favorite to be the MVP last season, wasn't he, going into the season?
He was. So, and spoiler alert, he might still be this year.
So I don't know if it's I inflated my expectations of him last season, but like the fact that everyone said he's the odds on favorite to be MVP and wasn't somehow depreciates my like ability to bet on him again this season to hit these marks, if that makes sense.
Yeah, maybe he's not like a regular season guy that gives a shit about games in February.
Right. Or maybe this is the season where it's like, holy shit, this guy has like fully arrived now. Yes. And now it's like the most robotic, insane version of the thing that's been getting better each year.
Yeah, now it's like playoff Luka, where he's like averaging 35-point triple-doubles or something insane.
Right. I feel like I need to study his game more to understand what makes him so unbelievable. Is it just intelligence? Like, what? Like, he's just so incredible, but I can't point my finger at, like, because...
He's slippery, I think. I think the biggest thing is that he's slippery. So, like, even when a guy is right next to him, like, when he snakes around that high screen and, like, he just likes keeping the guy against his left side of
body control,
his ass.
Uh-huh. And
it's either a alley-oop to Dwight Powell or a floater or a step-back three. It seems like he can just score whenever he wants to.
Right. Do you think Porzingis averages 20 a game this season?
I don't know. I think he's kind of trending towards the damaged goods territory again. He's like, he had such a weird, terrible, almost Ben Simmons light playoff run, mm-hmm, that it's like something is wrong there. Something's not going well. And I don't know if it's just him or like his chemistry with Luka and the rest of the offense, but he was not their second best player.
And also the fans' expectations of seeing 7'4", most athletic person you've seen in your lifetime. It's like we inflate what is possible as well. You know, so he's like not delivering on our just imagination, you know.
And when he shoots those like lasers from 38 feet and they right, like, just basically like it looks like someone has fast forward thrown the ball right into the net. You're like, wow, that was really impressive.
Well, when you're shooting over the rim, you can't really put much arc. You're dropping
no
the ball.
Arc. Yeah, right. It just lasers right in for three. You're like, holy shit. If he does that a lot more.
The Knicks fan in me is quite pleased post-trade that, of course, what his PR is coming off of the Knicks going to them. But to now see that there are five Knicks players, former Knicks, currently rostered on the Dallas Mavericks, we gave them all of our stuff now at this point. They got Frank Ntilikina today. They got Reggie Bullock like a month ago.
Yeah.
There are Trey Lyles is there. Hardaway is there. He's there. It's like, cool, you're the Knicks from 3 years ago. Love it.
I thought you said Trey Lyles is on the Pistons.
Trey Burke.
Trey Burke. That's right. The other Trey.
But way to retain that information. Good job, Amir.
I'll never forget. I bet I can get 9 for 9 right now.
All right. Well, we'll never know.
Here's a fun one. Anthony Edwards, 150-1.
To?
Lead the NBA in points per game.
Ooh, interesting. There's score.
$10 flyer. I mean, he shoots a lot, and he's really good at scoring. And there were games where he got like 40, weren't there?
I'll tell you that he is number one on my list of rising stars for Billy just to root for, no matter. Off the court, rising stars. Like, he is different. He is in his own lane right now. He is not trying to be cool. Love Anthony Edwards. Okay, will he lead the league in scoring? No, no way. That just seems... He would have to bypass so many insanely talented offensive players already. Like, that would be the biggest quantum leap I could imagine.
Paul George, 50-1 is pretty good. No Kawhi all year.
That's clever. That's very clever.
We're thinking about.
What do you think? Are the Clippers gunning for the title this season? If you're the Clippers, are you gunning for the title? Or are you like, we can kick back, maybe have one of those Golden State years where we just kind of...
I think they like, they're breaking the bank to bring everyone back. And it's kind of crazy because you would think Kawhi's not playing this year. But still, they're just like, let's fucking bring back Reggie Jackson. And let's bring back Serge Ibaka. And let's bring back Nick Batum. And let's give this another run. Also, Kawhi's not going to be playing.
Right. Yeah. So... I don't know. I guess in our over-under draft, that's going to be a popular pick, picking the under on that team.
Right. The thinking is that like the playoff run was kind of lightning in a bottle, but they can't necessarily do that in the regular season.
Yeah. And just like you have $35 million in dead weight on a player who's not going to play this year. So you're playing with like just like a percentage of a roster that every other team is going to be playing for. Turns out he's also your best offensive and defensive player and arguably the greatest player in the NBA. So it just seems like, right. I don't know if Nick Batum's going to be able to fill that lane.
Actually, this could take us to the next bet, which is the Western Conference winner. Who do you think wins the West this year? Would you be shocked to learn that the Lakers are favored?
Certainly wouldn't be shocked. This is the regular season or Western Conference? Okay.
Who wins the West? Basically comes out of the West and to get to the NBA Finals.
Lakers
are plus 170.
Who's the two seed in the West right now?
That's an interesting one. Vegas has a very interesting team for the second best team.
Is it Utah?
It is not Utah. Utah is tied with the Clippers for fourth at plus 750.
Does Denver get Jamal back?
It is not Denver either. They're expecting Jamal not to play this year, or at least not until like April.
Who's their number two?
The Warriors at 4-1.
Interesting.
The Warriors,
Interesting.
To win the West.
I don't like those odds.
I don't like them either.
I don't like those odds. But here's the thing. For the same reason I would say about the Lakers too, age scares me a little bit. And the Lakers deep in the playoffs kind of scared me a little bit. Just straight up.
Are they that old though? Are they that old? If you think about it, like how old is Melo?
Melo's like what? 24, 25?
Dwight? 22?
16? Yeah, 22. LeBron, these dudes are all...
Four.
I mean, they're all 33, 34 plus. They're on the wrong side of 30 and just miles, miles, miles. And your younger star, Anthony Davis, is arguably the most injury prone. So just I'm saying like for like regular season, just greatest roster on paper, Lakers, inarguable, have the best roster. But will they win the West? That presumes that everyone stayed healthy for seven games, brutal series, all that. Yeah. I don't know if it's them. And then the question is, well, who is it? And then I say, well, who has Hassan Whiteside? And it's the Utah Jazz.
Actually, the number three team is the team that just won the West. Nobody seems to give a shit that the Phoenix Suns are now 7-1 to win the West. They didn't get any worse.
I mean, I think that Vegas is taking your logic, which you always said was like, this team had a hurt player and Phoenix beat them. This team had a hurt player and Phoenix beat them. They were an awesome team, but I think that's right. 7-1 feels right.
Yeah. Who do you think wins the West?
I think even against what I just said, I'm going to presume that they don't get hurt. And the Lakers really should. I mean, just.
We made it.
Yeah. I mean, you've got Dwight. Here, you've got young Dwight. You've got young LeBron, young Melo.
Rajon Rondo, don't forget.
The baby Lakers. The baby Lakers.
How funny is it that Rondo... him and his brother got into a fight with Westbrook in the bubble, which again was less than a year ago. They're not just on the same team, hanging out, playing with each other.
Right. It really like makes me think of Kevin Durant when he's like, everyone who watches the game overhypes all of the things that are actually happening. He's like, you're putting your own narrative on what you think is happening. And that seems like a classic example. It's like, I fought with dudes and like, I see him the next week and we put it away. It's fine. We can move on. But like, we love the narrative. We hold on to, we learn about his brother because we love that.
That's right. Okay, let's go out east. Eastern Conference winner. The Nets are minus 120. They're more likely to win the East, according to Vegas, than any other team combined.
It's inarguable. Like, it's so inarguable. And they are going to be better at resting players, and now they're going to be gunning for the playoffs. Those three are pissed that that's how that season ended. Like, with injury and stuff, they are going to, they're going to know how to coach those three players. Harden came in late last season. They have a game plan that they're going to execute for 82 games. That's inarguable. They should win.
You think they're your favorites to win the East?
Without a doubt. And then, like, just like those rock solid Paul Millsap pickups. Like, they have Blake, you know,
Patty,
they just
Mills.
Have Patty Mills. I mean, it's just, it's quality. You know, it's just, they just have a lot of talent on that team.
Here's an interesting one. You can bet on specific finals matchups on this website.
Okay. So the obvious is Brooklyn, Los Angeles, right?
Yep. And that's 3.8 to 1. $100 bet wins $380.
Okay, that seems like a pretty safe bet, I would say. I guess the question mark is on the western side on that one.
Yeah, exactly. Number two is Nets Warriors 8 to 1. Bucks Lakers is on here. Nets Clippers is up there.
Then what's Bucks Lakers?
Bucks Lakers is 12 to 1.
Yeah, no, you got to go Brooklyn. You just got to take the easy 380.
But that's what it was last year too, right? And neither team made it out of the second round.
Last year was a bit of an anomaly though, like with the 72 game season, compressed back-to-backs, all that. It doesn't feel like those rules should still apply this year.
Can I interest you in Knicks Lakers?
Okay. Let me try and guess this one. This would be Knicks Lakers finals would be, what number is too high? How do I go down from there? I'll say 85 to 1.
Close. It's 100 to 1.
Yeah, they gave it a nice round number because they know it's not happening.
but they can like try to coerce any Lakers or Knicks fan into taking it.
Right, we are just the most volatile fan group. It's like, yes, that will happen, definitely.
There's an even more specific bet, which I absolutely love, which is which team beats which team in the finals.
Okay.
There's seemingly hundreds of permutations here.
Which team beats which team in the finals?
That's right. So if you think the Nets will beat the Lakers in the finals, that's plus 750. That's the most likely outcome.
Correct. And I think that is what will be the most likely outcome.
7.5 to 1, yeah. Yeah. But if you want to get kind of crazy and say the Wizards will beat Sacramento, you can win $9,000 for every dollar you bet.
You deserve way more than $9,000 to the dollar if you pull that.
Might as well bet five there, right? Then you can sort of retire.
Just sit back and just watch your two horrible teams somehow have these legendary runs.
Or they get all the way there, but the Kings beat Washington and you don't win anything.
Right. Yeah, no, it's not happening. I mean, as much as I love Bertans, I just don't know if it's going to be that kind of quantum leap for Washington. It's Brooklyn. Like,
give me a fun but attainable one and I'll look up the odds of it. Like, you know, okay. Like you can see something like the Clippers, like a, and
Milwaukee
Atlanta.
Phoenix, exactly, from last year, like a Milwaukee Phoenix outcome. So this year I'll say Denver versus Philly.
So who wins in that matchup?
Philly. Ben Simmons, finals MVP.
All right, 76ers to beat the Nuggets.
Yep. I can give you the games.
No, you don't have to get that specific. A $5 bet on right now on the Sixers to beat the Nuggets will win $1,000. It's 200 to 1. That's pretty good.
It's fine. At that point, you just go Knicks Lakers and have more fun.
That's right. Yeah, Knicks Lakers is doubly more possible according to Vegas, which it actually seems less likely if you ask me.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, both Philly and Denver are question marks next season, which is what makes next season fun.
There's a fun Jazz to beat the Bulls, sort of exercise the Michael Jordan demons. So the Bulls make it all the way. They meet the Jazz and the Jazz beat them. That'd be a fun storyline.
The Bulls are going to be fun this year. Whether or not they're going to be good is TBD, but they're going to be fun.
500 to 1.
Yeah. Fun.
I mean, Caruso knows how to win a championship.
Yeah, that's right. He's bringing that championship pedigree to Chicago. Finally, the city's been missing it.
We just saw it happen.
That's fun.
Those are the fun bets that I found. There's some pretty obscure ones like most improved player, which can literally be anybody. The odds on favorite for that one is Michael Porter Jr.
Okay. He's already pretty good.
Yeah. And yeah. then did you watch any of the rookies in Summer League? Because there's a rookie of the year bet as well.
I watched some, but not a bunch stuck. That would be, it really felt like candy. Like, they didn't feel like the meal, so I don't really,
Cade and Jalen Green are one and two there.
Jalen Green actually did look pretty. Jalen Green looked pretty awesome, and is it Jalen, not Jalen Brown. Suggs. It's not even Suggs. Who's the fourth name in this list? Oh, Evan Mobley?
Yeah.
It was Jalen Green that I'm thinking of. He looked pro ready.
Yeah, and he's also playing for Houston, and I think they'll just like let their youngsters let it fly.
They're all Kevin Porter Jr. there.
Exactly. Didn't he have 50 in a game this year? It's like,
they all
who
will.
Cares?
They're going to score 270 and give up 310 every game.
G League All-Stars. It's like the Ignite team is the Houston Rockets.
I love that.
All right. So, you know, something to look at, something to look forward to. And maybe the next episode will be the official over-under, because over-unders are in as well. They set those lines as well.
When can we expect that? Maybe a week or two?
Yeah, we got to bring that back. There's a few fun numbers, but I'll save it for next episode. Yeah.
That's the cliffhanger.
Classic.
Classic.
All right. Sweet. Thanks for the test. Thanks for helping me make some bets. Where can people listen to more of you?
You can listen to more of me on the No Joke podcast. I'm also on the new episode of Review coming out. And I think Ryu are too, Amir.
That's right. Yeah, the 100th episode spectacular.
Yep, that's right. So otherwise, Twitter, Instagram, Billy Scafuri.
Shout out. All right, sweet. Thanks to Billy. Thanks to you guys for listening. We'll be back soon enough, I'm sure. Basketball right around the corner. Preseason is 3 weeks away, maybe?
Let's call it 3 weeks.
Let's do it. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.